This is Marina Pacini interviewing Humbert Howard for the Archives of American Art on October 26, 1988, at Mr. Howard's home.
So that's the way I am.
Okay, Mr. Howard, the first question I'd like to ask you is about your background. You tell us where you were born.
I was born in Philadelphia.
And what was, when were you born? What was your birthday?
In 1905.
And well, can you tell me something about your parents? What did they do?
All right. My mother was French and Indian. Ethel Howard.
Mm-hmm.
We lived at 1415 North Watts Street in Philadelphia.
And your father?
My father was born in of New Jersey.
What did he do?
He was a waiter at Broad Street Station.
Okay.
That's good knowledge. And my mother was French and Indian, and she was born in Delaware.
And when did they come to Philadelphia?
It slips my mind because it goes back into a time it's hard to remember.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, how did you get interested in art?
Okay, and my mother was let me tell you this first because this will tie things together. My mother was born in Delaware. My father was born in this Howard's of Virginia. He was born in Virginia. My mother was French and Indian. My father was black. The facts are true.
Okay. And how did you come to be interested in, how did your interest in art develop?
In my youth, as I sat in a room behind that desk of a young artist, who drew pictures of the Indians and the merchants of Philadelphia. And it made me interested in art. I became interested in art because of this young man sitting before me in school.
And who was this man?
I don't remember his name.
Did he go on to become an artist that exhibited in Philadelphia?
That I don't know, but I went on to become an artist from that period because I watched him draw the animals in the class, and it excited me, and I became interested in art. I wanted to do that too.
And how old were you?
I was about 7 or 8.
Oh, okay, so it's very young.
Yeah, very young. That's how I became interested.
And did you start drawing at that point?
I asked him for what he was drawing to give them to me, and he would give them to me. I'd take them home, and I'd put them on a wall in my bedroom. That's how I became interested in art, from a student who sat before me.
Okay. And when did you start having any sort of a formal art education?
All my life, since I was born.
Well, did the school that you attended have art classes?
In my art class, I became interested in him. This young man, about 6 or 7, 8 years old.
Yes.
That's the interest that started me.
But when did you start taking actual classes?
From that time to the rest of my life.
Were you taking them in school or outside of class?
In school, and I went to the Barnes Foundation to study.
But the Barnes Foundation was much later, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But see, I started from the beginning. See, I was excited by this young man drawing the animals in the book.
Okay.
And then I became infatuated with art. And okay. From that day on, I painted it to this very day.
When did you decide that you wanted to be
an artist?
Yeah.
That's when I decided I wanted to be. Because I studied from there on to now.
Okay.
That's interesting. It encompasses in my life almost.
Okay. You attended Howard University.
Yes, I did.
Now, how did it come about?